What's the name of the movie?
It's called The Pleasure Drivers. Because, you know, Freud had two main theories. He had the pleasure principle, which was that the organism, the psychological organism, was solely motivated by a pursuit of pleasure. And then later in life, his theory was the Thanatos theory, which was that everything we do is to try to destroy ourselves and kill ourselves. And the purpose of the movie is to try to find a connection between those two major theories of his in the framework of a cheesy sex film. What happened was is that I went to the American Film Institute, and my script through the American Film Institute was given to Andre Sekula, who was the director of photography on Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, American Psycho, Oleana, all of these like really hip, cool movies. And he was desperate to show the world that Quentin Tarantino wasn't the reason that those movies that they made together were popular. And for whatever reason, my script reminded him of a Tarantino script. So he ended up finding this money. He found the money to make it through Born Again Christian Gangsters in San Diego. The whole movie is about a woman who kidnaps the figurehead of a cult in L.A. because she's in love with the figurehead's brother, who she's taking care of. And the message of the movie, if you watch it, is all about how sex and violence, which are the two like guiding points of society, create what we understand as God. Which is sort of why I can understand why the Christian gangsters were into it, because they probably read all the God stuff and didn't understand anything else.
But that's the thing, it's like, it's out there because it's not exploitational. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking Freudian thriller that has no nudity in it.
Even though it was meant to.
Right, even, well, you know, originally it was meant to, yeah, but...
He just wants to show the world that he is the art behind Quentin Tarantino. And... everyone's got an agenda, everyone's got an ego, and God bless him, and he made an art film, which I love. You know, he didn't make some dumb bullshit movie. It's my first one.
You mean the art behind Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
What has that, how does that mean?
Well, it just means that, like with Reservoir Dogs, all of the interesting visual stuff that you see in the movie, which ultimately tells the story, is all because of Andre. And with Pulp Fiction, the way that Pulp Fiction moves in a very slow, deliberate manner, and the way that it looks, this gritty look to it, that's all Andre. I mean, Andre basically directed both of those movies with input by Quentin. And then Quentin, because he's a better marketer of himself and a better manipulator of the media, blew himself up into this thing. You know, it's like he's become a... jingo slogan icon unto himself. And if you look at the movies he's done since he's worked with Andre, you know, with movies, it's all about camera and visual design. And Quentin Tarantino doesn't know any of that stuff. All Quentin Tarantino knows is other filmmakers. So he's able to say, give me a scene that looks like Once Upon a Time. He wanted Andre to do Kill Bill, but Andre did this movie instead. And then these dumb fucking critics are all like, oh, hey, that's post-structural, because what he's doing is he's intentionally copying these other people, and that somehow means that his movies are sophisticated. You know, if you were to, like, write a story where every line of the story was taken from a story that already existed, you'd be sued for plagiarism. But because everyone in Hollywood's a fucking retard, if you make a movie like Kill Bill, where every single scene is taken from another movie, and then the guy who made it writes a fucking, like, 60-page press booklet, and he's just like, I'll show you exactly which scene was taken from what movie.
I do feel that about L.A. big time. It's movies, it's about money, it's dollar, it's, you know, when, like, Clifton said in his article, it's like, when you meet someone on the street and they say, what do? It really translates to... what can you do for me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
It's just people in the
But I've always wanted to do my own thing. I've been planning and writing and preparing this for at least 5 years. I would say I've been in this slump for at least 5 years. I'm just now coming out of it. This is my first accomplishment. I'm very proud of it.
It's DJ D. She's talking about her new zine called Movement, which is available in the Los Angeles area only.
You're listening to KillRadio.org.
You can get more information about most of today's guests by going to http://kradionews.blogspot.com.
I'm working my ass off right now, hanging Christmas tree lights.
Now, wait a second. As I understand it, you're about to go, like, shake your booty?
Yeah.
Now, once more with feeling.
My name is Feeling. I'm from the Dream Center, and the Dream Center...
Your name is?
My name is Dawn, and I'm from the Dream Center also.
Okay. And what is the Dream Center?
It's a church... It's a church where we're considered 24/7. We do numerous outreaches...
Yeah, for example,
we go down Hollywood and we do like a prostitute ministry. We go to homeless hotels and to project areas in LA and just build relationships with people and give them, you know.
Okay, great. And this is a show, this production.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. What kind of show is it?
The Joy of Christmas. Okay, there's a live tiger in it. There's also, and that's right before a Hollywood scene. There's also a donkey. Mary rides in on a donkey to greet baby Jesus.
A real donkey.
Yeah, a real donkey in the sanctuary. And there's also a monkey that plays drums during a toy soldier scene. And also there's fake snow that goes fall throughout the whole sanctuary. So it's really cool. It's like you're actually in a winter wonderland. And we have different peppermint scents that come. So you're really... a 40-foot panoramic scene that goes, screen that goes around the sanctuary also, so it's like you're really in like a winter wonderland. It's like you're not even in just the, in a church sanctuary. It's really
it's titled You Dysfunctional Fuck. If you want the full effect rage, vete la chingada kind of thing.
I should have known better, you prefer trash. I can't wait for the day you find yourself alone and disfigured by self-destruction. Only then will you realize the agony you spread with your lies and corruption.
So I guess I don't hate you as much as I thought.
Thanks for the favor.
You
dysfunctional fuck.
You know, the last time I had a straight shot of vodka, I puked. And I went straight for, the first container I saw. Oh, it was just a shot that someone, you know, bought me, and she's just like, take this shot. Yeah, it's my birthday, but here's a shot for you. And it was like, what was it, like gray goose? Gray moose? Goose? I don't know, it was something.
Seeking a feminist.
Seriously, that's not me. I'm bisexual, polyamorous, but I'm not really feminist, hardcore, dominating, you know.
Yeah.
Female supremacist type.
Yes.
Not me.
Let's see if I can find one. Oh, which one?
You look for the bitches going around.
Oh my god. Can't believe you said that.
Like, I ride my bike a lot. And I get these stares from people. It's really funny how they're like turned on by me, but they're freaked out at the same time. And so, like, it's people that are straight, I guess. You know, it's like this weird.
It also might just be that beauty freaks people out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that often beauty is leans toward bisexuality or...
That's it. That's what scares them.
Polyamory.
That's what scares them. They're horny. They're horny.
Jack, you motherfuckers! I don't want to fake the funk!
up at Laurel Canyon, which we've done all the time. It's called the Robot House, like lots of people. And so we managed to get Peaches to play, which is, like, outrageous, you know? In the middle of this living room, this fucking dilapidated, rundown mansion, like 1940s situation in Laurel Canyon, and Peaches gets on and she starts playing, and it's like, you know, one of those, like, sort of once-in-a-lifetime dream sort of, like, ridiculous situations, a really sort of ghetto situation with this just awesome climax of events. And then all of a sudden, there are helicopter lights pouring through the windows. And I'm told I need to go outside because there's cops outside. So I go outside, and there's literally 20 at least plus cops in riot gear telling me that if I don't get everyone out, and there's like, you know, honestly, there's at least 300 maybe. Well, that's being extremely conservative, but the house is big. He said, if I don't get everyone out in 5 minutes, they're going to come in and start arresting people. In order to throw a party of more than 20 people in Los Angeles, you need to have a permit. And that just seemed so outrageous to me that I figured that he must be lying. So I was like asking, what's that called? Like the, I want to have more than 20 people over at my house permit? You know, like, you know, and the helicopters with like really loudspeaker, like, you know. And not to mention that, like, Laurel Canyon is a main thoroughfare of Los Angeles. They straight up had cop cars blocking off north and south of the house and sending all traffic trying to come through back around and either back to the valley or back to Sunset Boulevard. Like, totally corralling us and quarantining this party. We were doing nothing, like, illegal. It was too many people, that's what they said. And so they send out the fucking riot squad, you know? Straight up helmets, face, plastic masks, and all that bullshit. You know, real intimidating look. It's like as if they just got issued new gear that day and they wanted to try it out. I think that particularly Los Angeles police, whom I've always felt are predatorial. My name's Alex Ebert, and I'm in a band called I'm a Robot. You know what? We have so much leftover alcohol and, like, party things. Hit me up if you're interested in helping out and sticking it to the man. You know what I mean?
You are, in fact, listening to KillRadio.org. I know it sounds like a malfunction, but at Kill Radio, it's just normal. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pornomania. Pornomania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you sell here?
We sell adult stuff, like adult movies, DVDs, VHS, and adult stuff, sex toys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do Christmas?
Yes, we celebrate Christmas.
Are you Christian?
Actually not, but Christmas is not just a Christian thing.
Yeah.
Yes. And yes, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, actually, show me your most expensive vibrator.
It's Beyond 2000 GX4. It's thrilling, rotating, spinning, pulsating, vibrating, and has digital screen on it. Okay, beautiful full-winged hummingbird stimulator. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's great. Okay, now we're doing the low-budget Johnny radio vibrator. Mm-hmm. Now, here's one for $6.99.
Yes.
What's that called? Now, I notice you have animation.
Yes.
You have some animation. What percent of the rentals are the animation?
Not that much. Less than 5%.
Okay.
Yes, because all those are like Japanese animations. They are good at it. But not here? No, I don't think so. But some people, they are actually interested in toys, but they're kind of shy.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so they just grab movies and then get out.
All right, well, I'm going to have to get some toy. Because I like toys.
Oh yeah, it's for this. You know, for me, it's gonna be scared.
But that's at the high speed, right?
Yes.
It's not like that when you put it on the low speed, right?
Yeah,
on the low speed, it's like that?
Do you sell the batteries?
No, we don't, but...
So we're borrowing the battery from the TV remote.
Mm-hmm, yes.
To test out the vibrator.
Mm-hmm. See? Oh, that's Christmas. That's Christmas. We have to return them, so...
You have to return it now?
Oh, yes. I can sell them.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
It looks new.
Absolutely.
It looks new. Why can't you resell it? Let's have some more music. Mm-hmm.